And somebody says, watch out for that dog, he might get
bit.
And sure enough, he was
bitten.
And the animal to watch out for when you walk across the pasture is the angry
bull.
You ever hear the bull referred to by a man who was in the presence of ladies and didn't want to say bull, and that is a taboo word for bull? Instead of referring to it as a bull, he said, well, there's a, you might not have ever heard it. There's some funny ones. Cow critter, gentleman cow.
Well, if anybody said a gentleman cow, I think he was just trying to be funny.
Well, they're actually serious about it. If you had an ox and another ox, you might say, I have a
yoke of oxen.
If you had a yoke here and a yoke here, you might say, I have two
yokes.
Funny word, singular and plural. Some say yoke and some. The baby cow is called the
calf.
You have a different term for the female? The young cow is
heifer?
The cow is expecting a baby cow, a calf. You might say Daisy is going to
calf.
Calf. You ever say freshen?
No, I think.
The animal that you'd ride would be a
horse.
If I'm from the city, you might say, I have never
ridden a horse.
A male horse is a name for a male horse.
Well, see, there is something you can say.
You have to say stud or stallion?
Oh, stallion, I've heard, but I wouldn't know the word stud.
Well, since I'm from the city, let's say I rode a horse yesterday, and I
fell off.
Fell off the horse?
Yeah.
You would say I fell off of the horse. Fell off the horse.
Fell off of the horse.
Fell off
of
the horse. Fell off the horse.
Well, if I was riding it, I might say fell off of the horse. I doubt that I would in conversation.
That's proof of the difference in the two languages, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have to protect the horse's feet, they put
shoes,
and told me they're on the hoofs. They ever play a game with these things?
Horseshoes.
Did they ever call that anything else? Quoits.
Well, I heard the word quoits, but it seems to me that's more apt to be old rings instead of a horseshoe.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting around here commonly. Although Boone County's quoits is horseshoe, same thing. They play horseshoe.
Oh, I see.
The male sheep is called a
ram,
and the female is the it's spelled E-W-E.
Oh, you.
And you raise sheep. You might raise sheep for the mutton, or you might raise it for the
wool.
I don't know why I do this when I ask that question, but it always gets the answer, so I do it. The male hog is calling the bull, huh?
I don't know.
How about the female?
Sow.
Probably if you're just referring to, well, how about the little ones, the baby ones?
Little pigs.
If you're going to refer to the little ones, the big ones, the male, the female, you'd probably say there's a whole pen full of
hogs. Or pigs. I think I'd be more apt to say pigs. Put them all together.
Pigs might be little ones, and they might be a general term, both.
Yes.
And the hogs.
Snout.
Or if they have sharp
bristles.
For that one, but I want it anyway later, so I'll put it down.